This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague and friend Bill Raggio, Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, and we join his colleague Ahmad Sharari, watching Syria especially. You will all recall just a week ago the new self-named president of Syria, al-Shara, did a victory lap or two in New York at the United Nations General Assembly before and after the meetings. But now the news of the day is that there is a peace deal on a table that may be accepted by the Hamas and its supporters. However, the Palestinian Authority, heretofore sheltered on the West Bank, is read into the future for Gaza, the rebuilding, the governance, the patrolling. Palestinian Authority, which is headquartered in Ramallah, I put all this together and say there's no reason to believe that the Palestinian Authority is going to back off from its double game these many years. It is both Islamic Jihad and Hamas and a corrupt machine taking a piece of all the action coming into the West Bank from the generosity of nations. Ahmed, I know this is speculation, but the situation is changing very rapidly. It might be that the Israelis and the Hamas gangsters are about to stop shooting at each other for a while, and all eyes will be on the PA on the West Bank. What is your thinking about how al-Shara will deal with the West Bank? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. I think what Sharra is focusing on right now, especially when it comes to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, is that he is seeking stability in his own territory. And of course, there's Palestinian factions that operate in Syria. There's I wouldn't call it a significant presence, but there's a presence of Hamas operatives as well as Islamic Jihad operatives from the days of the Assad regime. And their status right now is uncertain. He had previously arrested two Palestinian Islamic Jihad operatives or members of the leadership back in April, if I remember correctly. And was it to appease the United States because the U.S. had conditioned the removal of Palestinian fighters? Was it to get rid of operatives that were supportive of the Assad regime? I mean, that's all unknown. But what is important here is that Syria is still seeking a security agreement with the Israelis. I don't think the war in Gaza had impacted this because Sharra was open to the deal even during the war. Now, if there's a deal on the table and if that deal is accepted, that means the Arab street might not be as I guess, critical of Sharra making such a move. He did hint that that he does not consider the Arab street when he's deciding on these matters. But I think the end of the war in Gaza will expedite this process and will make him, he'll be more comfortable in striking a deal with the Israelis than before.
Bill, you have a question.
Hello, Ahmed. Will Sharra accept, will this deal, if there is one between Israel and Syria, will they be able to accept the Israeli presence in the Golan Heights? Or is this a non-starter for Sharra? Do you think this is something that he could realistically negotiate away and survive?
That's a non-starter. I don't see any way of him giving back the Golan Heights and surviving. Let me just go back into history for a bit. Hafez al-Assad, who's Bashar al-Assad's father, who ruled Syria for 30 years, he's often seen in Syria as the man who sold the Golan Heights. And so if Sharra decides to negotiate or cede territory like the Golan Heights, then he will suffer from that domestically. He will be labeled as a traitor by all segments of the Syrian population, be it Islamist, secular, doesn't matter what the ideology is. And let's not forget that the hardliners within his own coalition will refuse any sort of settlement or negotiation over the Golan Heights. But for now, some sort of peace agreement between Syria and Israel is out of question. The U.S. had previously signaled their intention of adding Syria into the Abraham Accords. I think that's unrealistic. The Abraham Accords was between countries that have never had a war against Israel, be it Bahrain, the United Arab Emirates, or Morocco, and do not have any territorial disputes with Syria, with Israel. Of course, that's not the case with Israel, between Syria and Israel. And so what we might see is some sort of limited security agreement between both countries, in which Israel gets to maintain its presence over the Golan Heights, but withdraws from the areas it has a presence in after the fall of the Assad regime.
Therefore, I want to come to an observation at this point. Does the peace deal in Gaza help Sharrah, hurt Sharrah, or is it a non-starter for him?
I don't see any direct link between the deal and Syria. Mainly because, of course, first of all, the Gaza Strip does not border Syria, and that's an important point. But again, I think its only impact is how this deal is reflected inside Syria and across the Arab world. Of course, over the past 2 years, we've been seeing an increase in anti-Israel sentiment, be it in countries with peace treaties like Egypt and Jordan. And so this all depends on how Sharrah seeks to strike a relationship with Israel. He can be less aggressive now with the end of the war in Gaza. But as I reflected previously, I think this might bring the negotiations between Syria and Israel into a final stage in which they can agree on a security deal as soon as possible.
Bill, we have a couple of minutes for a question.
Sharrah, so to piggyback on John's question, is it possible that Sharrah would prefer continued fighting between the Israelis and Hamas in order to delay any type of serious negotiation of a peace treaty, given that he can't, surrender the Golan Heights? And there's absolutely no way, given the infrastructure the Israelis have built there and the settlement there, that the Israelis would hand that over.
I think Sharrah is more open. Again, we're not discussing a peace deal right now. I think he has signaled that multiple times that they're very far from a peace deal. I think his main priority right now is removing the Israeli presence from within Syria, from within southern Syria, the areas that the Israelis have entered after December 8, 2024. I think the only impact the Gaza war had on that is, again, the optics of Sharrah signing a deal with Israel. So I don't think he really cares about the continuation of the war in Gaza. His main priority right now is stopping Israeli airstrikes inside Syria and, I guess, solidifying control over southern Syria, where he doesn't have control since December 2024.
Ahmed Sharrawi of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, watching the whole of the Levant, but especially the darkness visible of Syria these many years. Bill Rajo, my colleague and co-host, senior fellow, the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.